Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the New Hilton Christian Baker Psychic Hour. Today is Sunday, not our usual day. Normally, our show's on Wednesday and Friday, but we had a little schedule adjustment this week. So, call in number 914-880-164. Do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And you, those of you who are listening and in the queue today, can follow us on our Facebook page, as well as Twitter. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour, our homepage, on the Blog Talk Radio homepage. Okay, so we have a caller from 510. Bring that caller on.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Tasha, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Tasha.
Hi.
Hi. What's your birthday?
6/22/1975.
Okay.
So can you look into my bestie's? His birthday is 4/27/77.
4/27/1977. Who is this person to you?
My best friend.
What's his name?
It's a male.
Yeah. What's his name?
Sean.
Sean. S. How do you spell it? S H.
S E. S-E-A-N.
Okay.
And who is this?
This is her friend. This is not a romantic partner, right?
I want it to be. It's not.
Oh,
no,
okay.
This just...
plus 14. He's compounded. 37, 10, 1. 10, 20. And you're 32, 5. Yeah, we spoke with you a while back. I remember about two different guys. There were two different guys. Henry. Did you ask about this Sean before?
Not think I just asked about Henry.
No, you asked about two different guys. I remember one was compounded, but I don't. You asked which one was better suited to Neil, and I remember we had a difference of opinion on that one. And I was saying the one that compounded was more suited to you, but I don't remember if it was this guy.
I think you talked about this guy, and the other guy was talking about him. But me and him didn't work out, so...
You and Henry. Well, I didn't think so. And, I mean, it was... Because I remember you talking to us about Henry before, and I know what the content of the relationship was. So that's why I thought better, if we're talking, you know, if we're looking at two different people, this Sean than Henry. And you're best friends with Sean, but he's not making any romantic interludes. Have you expressed your feelings to him?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
And what's his response?
He was cool with it because we're still friends.
Well, I mean,
he always had a crush on me ever since we was little.
Okay, well, what's preventing him? I mean, you said he was cool with it, but what's preventing him from actually getting into a relationship with you?
Because he's already tied with someone else right now.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a problem. I mean,
you know, the guy is if the guy is saying, yeah, that's cool, that's that, okay, you've made your statements, and I'm okay with that. But if he's in another relationship, you see, the problem with him is that his sense of pure commitment to anybody is going to be compromising. So even if you were with him, at some point in time, he could become indecisive, and somebody like you could come along and take him away from you. So the guy's not totally centered. Now, the problem you're having is that you have a deep past life with him. So this past life you have with him was also romantically connected. But in that past life, it didn't finish. So the two of you came back to try to finish this romance, but there's other karma going around with other people. So you don't have a perfect setting to finish things up. And so what you're left with is this feeling that you want to get it going again, and so does he, but he's got other karma going on, probably more complicated than you. But then again, that's what you're battling. Now, the idea that he could split up with her and come to you is still possible. But what I'm suggesting is that he may not stay with you after that. He could get bored. So I don't know if you're, maybe you're compelled to finish this up with him. And that's fine, but I don't know how long it's going to last.
Does he have children?
Yeah.
Does he have children with the person he's with, or is it with a different?
Yeah.
So he does have with the person he's with. So that's also, I mean, that intensifies the karmic connection to that woman. So obviously he doesn't have children with you, but he has children with this woman. So that's, yeah, I know. And that's why I think what you were saying last time, but because of the fact that the Henry character was more of, he was not, the relationship was very casual. And he wasn't going to make a commitment either, I didn't think. And maybe Tasha, I mean, you have a friend, this is your best friend, you're saying. Do you spend a lot of time
mm-hmm.
together?
Yeah, when we can, yeah.
But you're not intimate, right?
No.
Have you ever been intimate with him?
No.
Well, why are you spending time with him?
They're best friends.
Your best friends, so is he, but he's not married to this woman?
No, yeah.
Well, you have a problem. I mean, you may, if you're thinking that there's a connection between the two of you, yes. Is it complicated? Yes. Can it keep going on? Yes. But I don't know, and so you can play that out and take your chances. If you're asking whether he's going to come around and maybe get deeper in a relationship with you, it's possible. Yeah, if that's what you're looking for. But we aren't promising that it would last, you see.
Okay. I understand.
But if you want to be with him, if you're thinking, well, I want to go on this journey. I want to see what comes of it. Go ahead. There's a good expectation you two are going to become closer. But like I said, you're going to be, that might give you more problems because then you're going to feel closer to him and he's not going to be committed.
The thing is too, she's on a multiple of her master number. I mean,
nine.
It's not by nine. Yeah. So you're 45 years old. So your life goes in cycles from birth to death in fives. So you're 45 years old. That's a multiple of nine, but also you have changes every 5 years from the age of 32. But so right now there's a change going on, Tasha.
Okay.
So what my feedback is, you're 45 years old, and it seems like the guys that you're involved with are, they have commitment issues. I think that if you let go of the commitment that you want with this guy who's not giving you a commitment. He's with another woman. They have kids together. You've got a friendship, but no romantic relationship. That possibly someone could come in for you this year because of the cyclical change that you're on. So that's my feedback. That's my suggestion. I mean, you're not getting any younger at 45 years old. And if you want to get into a long-term relationship, you don't want to stay connected to people who aren't giving you what you want.
What part of California do you live in?
She's in East Bay.
North
East Bay, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Oakland. Oh. Richmond. I don't know.
Are you anywhere near an establishment that displays the American flag? I'm seeing the American flag like on a flagpole. Are you anywhere near a place where they have the American flag?
No.
No? What is kind of a job does he work at?
I know he draws art. That's
art.
About it.
Mm-hmm. He does art, but what, he doesn't have a job? Or is it that his job?
It could be
his job. Well, I mean, you're his best friend. You don't know what his job is?
I know he's interested in art, and he does a lot of artwork.
Does he and sell the artwork?
Yeah.
Oh, and what kind of work do you do?
Right now, I'm at home dealing with my son. I'm at home, Mom.
Oh, so do you get financial assistance?
She's disability.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, what kind of art does he do, Tasha?
Like draw people and stuff, draw buildings.
Oh. Ask him if he's ever drawn a building that had the American flag in it. Ask him that.
Okay.
And if he says yes, I'm just telling you that might be a sign of hope that it's not, the flag is just a symbol. I'm just seeing it because it's in a vision. It doesn't mean anything other than a way to try to see if there's a connection between the two of you. The flag isn't what's important. It's just a vision. But if he says he has painted one, that might indicate that he might get closer to you. But don't worry, the flag is not what you think it may mean. It's just a vision.
Okay.
But ask him that. And then once you ask him that, call us back.
Okay.
Okay, Tasha.
All right, thank you.
Thanks. All right, we have a caller from the 312 area. Tell us hello.
Hi, this is Karen from Chicago.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. I'm just wondering what you pick up. I am working. I have a project until August the 8th, possibly like the 15th through the 15th. But I'm just kind of wondering what you see on the horizon for me.
On the horizon for work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's your birthday?
Sure. It's 3/31/71.
And last time we had spoken with you, you were looking for a job and hadn't gotten anything, correct?
Correct.
Actually, something changed. You didn't tell us, which you should, you know, always let us know because, you know, we're...
Right. I also got called for the Census Bureau as well, but I don't know how that's going to work out because I need to purchase a computer, so I'm kind of, that's kind of up in the air as of yet.
Oh, so you don't have a computer that you,
yes.
Like a laptop?
Right. They want a laptop with Wi-Fi access to take with you, and so that may pose a problem if I can't get that going up by the time that gets situated, that I get called for that.
Oh, so you only have like what? Do you have internet access with your phone and that's it?
Yeah, just yes, that's it, yes.
Okay. And do you have internet access with your phone, so you don't have like a Wi-Fi plan?
Correct.
You'd have to pay for that as well as buy a computer. You'd have to like get a Wi-Fi service.
Right, I have to get a Wi-Fi service and then get the computer. But if something else comes up, I did reach out to a couple other agencies and applied for some regular jobs. And with this I'm on the pandemic insurance too, so they're requiring me to put out like maybe 5 jobs or more a week. So looking for work as well. So I'm
and
looking.
Okay, so you said you have a job until August?
Correct. It's just a part-time from home, work from home job, yeah.
And is it like administrative type, like clerical?
Yes. It's like calling people. They sent me the computer and their laptop and their Wi-Fi service. So I just call these like customers, yeah. It's from home.
Oh, they supply you with everything you need, but if you work for the census, they won't do that.
Correct, yes.
So do you want a full-time, like a long-term job? I mean, it sounds like you're relying on these short-term projects. And that must be really stressful.
Right. It is very stressful. Because of the pandemic, I guess everything's been kind of like up in the air, looking for work. So, but I am looking. I'm looking for, looking for full time, part time, anything I can get my hands on. Right.
Okay.
Now.
So, Karen, you're 49 years old. Your master number is 7. You've gone through now 7 cycles of your master number. I'm going to ask you a question. Have you ever worked in any facility, like a bookstore or a library? Have you personally ever worked there, or do you know anyone that ever did?
No.
Okay. Well, all I can tell you is, in a vision of the future, I'm seeing you working then, therefore, in a bookstore or something to do with books. I don't know what
okay.
it is yet. Would you be interested in working in a bookstore?
Yeah, I have no problems. Yeah, working with a bookstore or library. I know libraries pay pretty well out here. They're pretty decent. So, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago?
Yes, I'm in Chicago.
Okay. Go to bookstores and libraries. Sometimes libraries, you have to take a civil service test.
Right.
But I don't know. You might get, I don't know. Look for bookstores and libraries right now.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. I can do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And add that onto the list. Definitely.
Yeah. Real quick, I have a question. Did you ever have a rabbit or a guinea pig or some small animal?
I had a turtle. I had a small cat. I have a little dog now.
Okay.
And a
All
bunch
right.
of parakeets and canaries.
You've got animals, and a lot of them are smaller. So look at bookstore or library.
Okay. Yeah, I can definitely do that.
Okay, good luck, Karen.
Thank you.
Okay, 262, hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name's Michelle, and I'm from Wisconsin.
Okay, is it one L or two?
Two L's.
Okay. Okay. Michelle, I'm picking up she has a dog.
Dog is barking.
Okay. Michelle, what is your question?
I recently was in a car accident, and I've gained tons of weight, and I've been just in a lot of pain, and I was just wanted to see if you see it, me losing the weight and getting rid of the pain too.
Oh, wow. So let's get your birthday, first of all. I'm getting it.
October 12th, 1966.
How much did you weigh before?
Yeah, she's a 26.8.
Yeah.
Right? Did you hear me say 8?
Yeah. How much did you weigh before and how much do you weigh now?
Now I'm weighing like 222 pounds. And before that, like, I don't know, I seem to like fluctuate a lot, but never even up to 200. It was always like 170, 180. I'm 5'9".
5'9", so you're pretty tall.
Yeah.
Okay. And you were in a car accident. When the car accident was, how long ago?
6:30.
Did you hurt your back in the car accident?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the reason you were in a car accident is inherent in your karmic number of 10, and then you see you have 11 in there, and you have an 11 in there in your month and day, and then you have a 2, which adds up to 1 and 1. So that's the accident occurred because of karma. It was a karmic situation. Has your mother crossed over?
Yes.
Because your mother's coming through. So I don't know why she's coming through suddenly, but she's coming through. And I don't want to sound like a movie, but for some reason she's telling me that she's going to try to help. I don't know what she's going to do. I don't know what she's going to do, but she's there to help you. And did you ever know anyone named Linda in your lifetime? Anyone?
Name who?
Linda.
Linda.
I had my ex-husband's aunt. His name Linda, who crossed over.
Okay, so you've got people on the other side that were once on the planet, and apparently they're in the astral realm, and they're connecting to us on the radio today, and they're going to try to help you get down to, and you're going to get down to 180.
That's good.
But you got to work at it.
Well,
because you're depressed and all that.
It's, I mean, you're.
Oh, yeah,
you're limited in your mobility, I imagine, because of your injury. So is there any, go ahead, sorry.
I am going to physical therapy 3 times a week now.
Okay.
It's the pool once a week and then therapy twice a week, so they make you exercise and stuff. So I'm trying, and I'm back at work, you know.
So you're back to, that's good. You're back to work.
Yeah.
What kind of work do you
do? Mm-hmm. Awesome.
I'm a nurse.
You're a nurse.
Oh, you're a nurse. So you know about a little bit about health. And who's David?
I have a cousin named David.
Okay.
So there's a lot of family stuff going on.
You single, Michelle?
Yes.
I thought so.
How long were you married? 14, 15 years? I mean, I don't know.
We don't know if she's divorced.
She said that.
I'm divorced.
She did? Oh, she did. I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that. Sorry. I just thought you were single.
How many years are you married?
Like you said, 15.
15 years.
Yeah, I thought 14, 15.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. We've got some connections going on, Michelle.
And just so you know, my mom passed away a year ago, and that's kind of when everything started as far as, like, being depressed and my weight, and it just was like a horrible. Before that, she was sick for a long time, and I took care of her. And then after, and it like pretty much became my whole life, just going to work, then going there, going to work. And then when I wasn't with her, I was guilty that I wasn't with her. You know what I mean? It was just like,
yeah,
Michelle. Your mom's saying stop doing that. It's hurting me and you. Don't get depressed and don't start having all these guilt trips. She wants you to let go of that.
Yeah,
she's on the other side, and she's telling you to let go of it. Don't dwell on that stuff. You got to be strong and let go of it and not be depressed. She does send you a rose, so she's talking a lot about roses. It's a common thing. Sometimes it signifies that they loved roses or you have a rose garden, but she's talking about a rose. I don't know if there's a cremation, but if there wasn't a cremation, then I'm seeing a rose on her garden or where she's buried there's a rose, or else she was cremated. Which one of the two was
she? She wasn't cremated, but I don't know if this has any. I'm actually Jewish, and my mom died 1 year ago, and in the Jewish religion, 1 year later, you're supposed to put up the stone and
wait,
the service. But
Wait, Michelle, I don't know if you're on speaker or a headset, but we lost half of what you said. So you were saying you were Jewish.
Is this better?
Yeah. But hopefully
okay,
we'll stay that
so,
way because you're going here now.
Oh, sorry. I just wanted to say that a year ago, after someone dies, 1 year later, you're supposed to put up the stone in the Jewish religion, but we couldn't because of COVID, and we still haven't done it, and it was supposed to be April 7th, so I don't know if that's something to do, and I haven't been back to the grave since, just because
that might be,
because
that
of
might
that.
Be, that might be, that might be. How about the name Julie?
I knew it was a J. John.
Anyone named Julie?
How about not Jim?
John? Oh,
okay.
I was getting a John.
Okay, what's
when he
the
was
J?
In
Who's
St. Julie. Jew. J.
John is my ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
We're still friends, but I don't know if that is. Otherwise, my grandpa was Jimmy. Jim.
That's. I was getting a John.
Grandpa Jimmy.
And John is an ex-boyfriend. Okay.
Well, you know, you got to connect. You know, your loved ones over on the other side are telling you to knock it off being depressed. You're going to get down to 180. Don't eat Kugel.
My mom loved Kugel.
Get the matzo balls.
Actually, matzo soup might not be bad.
Matzo's okay. There's no fat in it.
we've got a storage shed of matzah
so
in this house.
Don't go to the deli for the pastries already. Stop that.
Neil actually has a
my
funny
problem
story.
Is always sweets at night when I'm depressed.
Oh, really?
Sugar.
Mm-hmm. She eats sugar at night.
It's always in the evening.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I'm a night. You know what? I'm a night eater too. Actually, I snack. Yeah. I'm hungrier at night than I am during the day.
Well, you're storing
all day. I'm fine.
Yeah.
So cut down on the sweets.
Yeah.
Jewish people love sweets. They love to go and get all the coffee cakes and everything. So cut down on the sweets and listen to your people on the other side. They're telling you stop eating, stop it, and stop being depressed. And you're going to get down to 180. That's what they're telling me.
Okay.
I don't know who Sammy is or Sam, but there's a Sam.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Sam. I used to have a dog named Sammy long, long time ago.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know.
Gosh,
so
she's getting a lot of spirit activity.
Yeah. So your dog is telling you.
Like I don't hardly have any relatives left. They're almost all in heaven now.
Well, listen, you got to stop. You're at 220. That's 222, that's way too much.
Well, that's in her.
I know.
11-2. Yeah.
But you'll get down. You'll get down. Your weight is due to depression and bad eating habits. That's your depression area coming up. You have some dark karma in there. But you're a master number 8, which is a good number in the Jewish religion. It's rebirth. It's a high number. It's a very powerful number.
Money number, right?
Yeah, the money number.
Eight.
You're a nurse, so.
What is as a nurse, just can you tell us a little bit about where, do you work in a hospital or you work at a doctor's?
I work at a VA hospital.
A VA hospital?
Did you ever have
a
drug problem? Were you ever hooked on drugs or any drug problems?
No. Never.
Huh?
Never,
okay.
Never. I don't even drink.
Good.
You don't even drink. So, and you don't.
I'm hooked on sweets. That's the problem.
Well, that's, yeah.
Sweet addiction.
What's your favorite sweet?
Cake. Birthday cake.
Oh, birthday cake. Yeah. Where do you get, what kind of cake do you eat, birthday cake?
Any kind. I like them all with the frosting and
what do you go to the store and buy custard. A birthday cake and eat it?
Yeah, or just like, you know, you can buy pieces of cake.
Uh-huh.
But I've eaten whole cakes. I mean, it's gotten
you
bad,
you
know.
The weight you're at and you like eating cake, keep eating cake. But don't eat cake and then want to lose pounds.
Well, I mean, the thing is,
no.
Moderation, too. I mean,
right. No, I feel like I can't even touch it. I mean, I've been doing
really?
Good right now the past few days, but, you know.
So you can't be moderate and have like a small piece of cake
no.
and leave it at that. Okay.
Not right
well,
now.
That's an addiction
anyway.
Problem. I mean, you know,
yeah,
it's not
you
drugs.
Should,
but...
you cut that out, and you know, you have some therapy going on. So, you know, just use common sense. You're a nurse. Use common sense. But if you're asking,
knowing
me,
and doing is two different things. Though, you know what I mean? Just because I mean, I know a lot, but just because you know it doesn't mean you can always. Stop,
okay.
But like I said, I'm trying hard now.
What your demon is contradiction, because you're showing me that you contradict yourself a lot. So you don't want to do that. I don't know where that comes from. Were your parents divorced, or did you have a hard time with your father or anything?
My dad died when I was 14.
Oh. Yeah, and so did that change your life a little bit?
14.
Oh, yeah, changed my whole life.
Yeah.
And we had to move, and you know,
yeah.
Mom struggled after that, and then we had to sell our house, and it just like never went back.
Listen, you're calling psychics, and you're asking us what our opinion is, and we're making connections that are validated by you alone, and we're telling
mm-hmm.
you that you can get back down to 180, at least.
Okay.
You can. There's nothing stopping you. The only thing that's going to be stopping you is your own psyche. Don't blame
okay.
the accident. Don't blame your cake. Don't blame your mom, your dad, your depression, how life was bad. Cut all that out of your program and just stop eating cake. Do an exercise regimen.
Well, it's probably, I'm sorry. I agree with you. But I think she's probably lonely too. She just, you know, lost her mom a year ago.
Yeah.
I know it.
Yeah,
and then
COVID happened, and
right. so you're
know,
feeling isolated.
You don't get
that's
to see any, yeah,
the
a lot.
The
yeah.
more you pile
mm-hmm.
on excuses, the more you're going to pile on pounds. Forget the excuses. I don't care how real they are. I'm giving you a tough measurement of how to. Listen, when the Jews left Egypt, God, it was 40 years. God, Moses mm-hmm. didn't say, "Hey, could you make it 10?" He said, "No." 40. That's it. So you gotta do a regimen. Don't compromise. Okay?
Regimen.
I am. I told you I'm doing good now. I've done good about 5 days so far, so I'm on a good path right now.
Keep it up. And I mean, do you have any friends, a support system? Because I think that's gonna be important for you too, because I'm picking up that there's loneliness. And probably you know, with being single and losing your mother,
mm-hmm.
it's tough, and you can, you know, reach to desserts to comfort you because you're not getting enough interaction with other people. Do you have friends?
I do, but it's with COVID and everything, it's just like, you know, you can't like really hang out or anything. I see people at work, thank God. And then,
maybe you could just
like kind of, Wisconsin got really bad right now, and we're like back to where we shouldn't really be doing anything. And I don't want, you know, and I work in a hospital, so it's kind of like.
Do you have a lot of people with coronavirus in the hospital?
Oh, yeah.
And you're treating them? I mean, you're.
Well, right now I'm on light duty because of my car accident. So at this moment, I'm not at the bedside.
Okay.
Well, you can do this, Michelle. You can do it. You know, just remember that when you make excuses, even if they're real, you're adding on pounds. You're going to add on pounds.
Yeah.
And if you're not strict, your body, you're going to add on pounds. You've got to enjoy the fact that you're in charge of reducing weight. Think of it as a movie. The scene
okay.
now is all these different scenes are collected about you losing weight. And you do everything you can to lose it. And
okay.
your mom's very happy if you do. She's going to be jumping for joy. Was she a big eater too?
Yep.
I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
It's kind of funny too, because after my mom died, I feel like I gained, it's just terrible, but like my mom always was happy her whole life, but I really wasn't. But then it's like after she died, like I gained all the weight. And I got up to what she weighed, which I never weighed in my whole life. So it was like weird.
That's what she's telling us. Listen, she's alive on the outside and she's giving information. And she's saying, don't do it. It's not, don't do it. This is not good. So stop it.
Okay. Did she say anything else? I just love the fact that you're hearing from her.
Well, did she leave behind any china? Any plates? I mean, that sounds...
Yeah, I mean, I have her dishes. I have the china that was my grandparents.
Were your grandparents kosher?
Yes.
Was your mom?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. She's second generation. So what she's saying is, look, here's what I want you to do. Without burning down your apartment or your house, light a candle for me. Jews do that. Light a candle.
Okay.
Light a white candle. And I want you to get something purple and lay it across the table, like a purple tablecloth.
Okay.
And then she says that there's a picture of her sitting in a chair laughing. I don't know if you have pictures or photographs of her.
Yeah.
But do you
lots
recall? Okay, you look for that picture of her laughing in a chair. I think it's in black and white. It's an older picture.
Oh, okay. I was picturing a different one where my dog was sitting next to her, and she hated that picture, though.
But, that's probably why she doesn't. Like, don't put up a picture she hated.
But we loved it because she never really liked dogs, and she was sitting next. She started to like the dog toward the end.
Maybe she did, but she goes, don't put up a picture of a dog. It's going to look like my husband was a dog. I don't want a picture of a dog. And she's saying something about somebody was in the family, was in vaudeville or did some drama. Somebody was in the movies. I don't know what she's talking about. Anything like that?
Not that I can think of.
Well, you look in the background. You look in the background of it. And did you live with her for about 4 months in your adult years?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, she's putting her hand on your hand, and she's saying she loves you. And there must have been a time in her during her ill years where she did that, and she she loved you. Did she talk Yiddish, Quechua, and all that stuff?
No, that was my grandma's, both grandmas.
Ah. So would your grandma say Punim and Quechua and all that?
Yeah, both of them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're all there. They're all there. They're talking through me.
That's awesome.
And there's something weird about Disney. Maybe that's the drama. Were you ever a Disney fan? Do you like Disney stuff, or were you ever?
Yeah. I mean,
to a certain extent.
Are you thinking of, I don't know what just popped in my head was Shirley Temple for some reason.
What about Shirley Temple?
What about it?
Like whenever I would go visit my grandma and grandpa, and then we would watch Shirley Temple. I don't know why that just popped in my head when you said the Disney
that's
thing.
That's probably
but
the
vibe though. Not really Disney,
entertainment.
But
I mean, because that's more of that generation.
Because Shirley Temple was very famous, and she was very famous during the early years of Disney when he did, you know, Tugboat Willie and Snow White and
I mean, that was huge, though. Like, every Sunday we would visit my grandparents in Milwaukee, and we would get, I would be so excited when Shirley Temple was on. I don't know why that popped in my head, but.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
She's speaking to you. She'll try to find you in a dream. She'll try to approach you. She might do something weird, like drop something in your, in front of you when you're walking. And it would have something to do with her. She'll try. She'll give it a try. But she's around in your home.
That's awesome.
You know, I mean, some of, you know, you just have to trust it. Just trust it.
Well, Michelle, hopefully you feel a little bit better than you did before you talked to us. And, you know, a lot of connections were made. Yeah. So, we wish you luck. I mean, you can do it. Definitely.
Thank you so much. It just feels so nice, everything you said.
Okay, well, take good care and give us a call back and let us know what your progress is.
I will. Thank you and bless you both from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
And hopefully Michelle will follow us on Facebook. She can find our accounts on our Blog Talk Radio homepage, the Neil and Christian Baker Psychic Hour. Okay, we have another caller from 780. Got something in my throat. Don't make an obnoxious noise. 780, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Kristen. Hey, Neil. It's Jay calling from Canada. Hey, I'm just enjoying your show. Just you're on Sunday and just surprised. I just called.
I know. Normally, we are not, as you know, but we had to make a schedule change. And I know 29/11 too, but give us your birthday again, please.
Sure. Yeah, March 24th.
And the year again, 71?
Pretty close, 1964.
Oh, 64. Oh, gosh, well, I was making you younger. Yeah, 11 too. So what's new?
Hey, you know, I'm just feeling kind of like... I don't know, maybe I'm sensitive to what's going on in the world, but just I'll just have the tears or something like that. I don't know if I'm feeling lonely or if just because of what's going on in the world that this is going to pick up, but just feeling kind of, I don't know, mellow or something. It's just kind of weird. I'm feeling sad in a way.
And there's nothing that you can tie it to directly that's going on in your life. You're thinking it's...
Well, maybe. Could be, you know, with my mom, with my dad. Well, my mom passed on, but just my dad, right? So,
When was it that your mother died? It was like a year...
2 years ago. Oh, 2 years ago, yeah.
And are you talking to your dad at all? Are you, no?
Well, I did, but it was kind of rough. But it turned into an argument because the stepmother actually was in the conversation, which I didn't know about. So, and I said this is a personal call, but the person didn't listen. So.
So your dad, like, had you on speakerphone, and then the stepmother was there, and you thought that it was just between the two of you, but there was a third party.
Yeah, third party, yeah.
And so, okay, so you're not really on speaking terms with your father. You had a conversation, but...
Well, I can go back then and talk to my dad. I was going to go down and see my dad. It's a six-hour drive, but I was going to see him tomorrow because it's a birthday, his birthday, but it's on a special day. It's a new moon tomorrow. So, but the person, I don't know, they didn't want me to go down there because of the COVID thing. So that doesn't make any sense because they're going to the hospital for an operation. So I just like, I don't understand what's going on, but it's, yeah.
So who I just told feel you that, okay. Who told you not to come? Your father?
I'm not sure. I think it was actually my stepmother, yeah, influenced my dad to say that. So it's kind of weird what's going on down there. It's just, well, not by protective, but it's just, you know, my dad's wanted to get him some things signed or some papers filled up, but somehow it was brought up that those papers were fake, and then during the conversation last time was about I gave my dad a gift card and stepmother said I stole it. So it's just kind of weird. That's what's going on down there.
Well, what papers are you talking about?
Oh yeah, sorry, I'm being vague about it. It was some. I wanted my dad to. I was going to go down, take a course down in the United States, and I needed some papers signed regarding passport. So, but you know, he said the papers are fake. So I go like, well, I got them from the government. So it's just weird stuff that's going on down there. I don't know. I must be the bad guy or something like that. So, but
so, so your step, is this your stepmother?
Yeah, I just, and I, I'm not sure what to do right now because I think I just have to maybe phone my dad up tomorrow and say, you know, wish him a happy birthday. But yeah, my stepmother, I haven't seen that person for a very, very long time. So, but.
Well, what was the conversation you had with your father that well, you felt betrayed by him, but what did you say to him that was upsetting?
Well, then I said, you know, we brought something else. So he just phoned me up and said, you know, I don't want you to come down because of the COVID-19, but the conversation got the person, stepmother used that conversation to bring the other stuff up that weren't resolved, so. But the person didn't want to listen.
Let me ask you something.
Reason why
is there a possible inheritance, Jay, where you could get something from your father and your stepmother could be threatened by that?
I'm not even worried about that because I just...
Well, no, could she be worried about it? You may not be, but could she be worried about it?
I'm not sure. Not about their inheritance. Maybe that's what you're picking up. I think it's just because... the person's overly protective of the other person.
Yeah.
Well, you have a sister too, but you don't talk to your sister, right?
No, I haven't talked to her in a long time, so.
But how many siblings are there in the family?
Two.
You two.
Yeah.
Two other people besides you? There's three siblings or just you and the sister?
Myself and my sister, yeah.
Jay, do you have a lot of friends or do you have a lot of people you're close to?
I used to, but I don't have very many friends right now, so.
So how do you spend your day? What is your day like?
Right now, just working on projects to keep my mind busy and helping some people out, but yeah, I don't have a lot of friends right now, plus probably because of COVID too, right? So that really decreased a lot of.
What kind of projects?
Oh,
do you
work projects I got going on right now.
He works for an espresso. He works on a machine, like espresso machine.
Yeah. Coffees and things like that. So I've got there's a thing going on in that company. So because there's changes going to be going on in the future, I believe. So I just got my own projects going on right now. They really want me to be back because I took Monday and Tuesday off, but we've got they want me to be back there on Tuesday, but
if you had a significant other in your life, you know, a woman or a man, whatever your preferences, would you think you'd be happier?
I'm not sure about that.
You're more of someone who doesn't like to be in a relationship.
Well, possibly because we didn't have a relationship in a family, so.
You had a problem. Your mom died. You were excluded.
In a way.
Hospital, right? If I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, you have good memory. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we lots of stuff that couldn't get any communications going through. So it was a desperation time. I just gave up.
Yeah. So you're being. I mean, and again, this is happening with your father. Even, you know, your father and mother aren't together. The situation is occurring again. Did your mother have another husband? Did she remarry?
No, she didn't.
So it was it your sister that was excluding you from seeing your mother, or preventing you from seeing your mother?
No, it was just there was this communications that I couldn't get with my sister or my mother regarding what to do. They were doing things on their own, and then, you know, let's talk about it together. And so it was a really bad timing at that time, because I almost lost my job because of layoffs that they went through the first round. So, yeah. And no communications with the doctor, or, yeah, had trouble getting hold of the doctor, and, yeah, it wasn't, yeah.
But your sister
was a really bad time.
Your sister was more involved with caring for your mother and being there for her at the end. She was granted more access than you, right?
Yeah, but I chose not to be there too. So.
Okay.
I don't know. You know, in some respects, Jay, you just may be from birth kind of moody. You might be a kind of a moody, multi-complex human being. That has a hard time moving through the earth and finding some sense of inner enjoyment and satisfaction. That could be due to karma. What's your best interest in life? What really turns you on about life? What, reading a book, going to
yoga,
a movie?
You do yoga and like
I'm just more about curious what's going on. Keep in mind, I'm going with different projects and things like that, you know. Whether it's computer stuff or what's going on with health-wise. So I'm always like learning that kind of stuff.
Well, I think you've got to understand, you know, nothing's really going on. I think this is just a pattern of your life. It's just a flow of your energy. I wouldn't like sit here and dwell on this moment like it's this existential crisis you're going through. I think it's been a pattern. But I think, you know, basically, you seem like a really sensitive human being. You have a hard time making connections. There's that going on. That some of that's inherent. We could analyze and pick apart your birthday code and tell you why you are the way you are.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but I don't know. I can tell you this. In about 2 months from now, something's going to happen in your energy field where you're going to feel lighter and brighter. Something changes around September. And I don't know what that is, and I'm not trying to play fairy tales with you, but something just seems to brighten up around September. Does September have any significance to you in any other form?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on. It could be I'm thinking job thing. A job. We're going to contract again as a company again. So I'm thinking maybe because September. I don't know. I should have September. I want to go see my dad between that this time and again. So, but it's hard to say.
Okay.
I don't know what's happening with that.
Any birth dates in September or anything like that?
No.
Well, it might have something to do with your father. There might be some
maybe.
Yeah, something in there. We'd have to wait until September arrives and get through that, and then give us a call back and let us know what happened in September.
Sure.
But it might be a waiting period until then. And but I will
let the dust.
What's that? What'd you say?
Go ahead. We're a little bit delayed, sorry.
Yeah, let's see what happens in September.
So at the present time, though, you're not going to be going to see your father. You plan to go make that 6-hour drive, but then he told you not to do it.
Yeah, I was
going to
go. Yeah, I was going to go see him. I was going to leave today, but I can't. But he wouldn't let me. But maybe between now and maybe next time, see if we can meet again. So, but I have to talk to him on his cell phone, but for privacy issues. So.
Yeah. Well, let's see what happens in September. Do your best to cope until then. If you're asking us if there's anything deep going on for the way you're feeling, I don't pick up anything deep going on.
Yeah,
I would
just, maybe there is something coming up, but I don't know. We're just gotta. I think everyone's going through that issue right now with all this time that we have right now at home. So I'm
yeah.
not the only one. I'm not the only
no.
one.
No, and I mean it's natural that you'd be upset that your visit was. It was, you know, ruined by a third party. The fact
yeah.
that you think
it could be
all, you know. I'm
yeah,
sorry?
It could be other stuff that's going on. It could be other stuff that's going on, too, stuff I haven't dealt with, too. So that could be possible.
Aside from
yeah.
you, not including you, would anybody in the family ever had asthma?
Not that way, so no.
Why were you hesitating?
Well, I was just thinking about me. I haven't had allergies, but I haven't had asthma. So,
you have
allergies. That could be.
You have allergies.
Yeah. I usually have allergies around this time, but it has rained a lot, hasn't come out yet.
Hmm.
You're thinking that could be it. It could be at that too. So,
yeah.
Not aware of it.
I mean, yeah, that might be something. I'm trying to search for something to help you out.
Yeah.
And that might be it, something to do with the allergy season. But again, it doesn't impact me with a great serious, you know, dilemma. I just want to keep leaning on September and seeing what happens then.
Okay.
Yeah, get back in touch with us, Jay.
Yeah, it's good to hear you on Saturday, so thank you.
Good. Glad we could connect with you today.
Yes. Well, thanks so much for your time, and stay safe. And
you too.
Lovely reading here. Alrighty. We'll catch you again another time.
Okay, thanks, Jay. Well, we are at the end of the show. We've got 2 minutes left.
Okay.
Any final words for the day?
Final?
No. We're back on the air either Friday or Saturday. I don't know. We haven't decided yet.
Yeah. Just this week is a little bit of a change. But, you know, everybody keep well and try to find something that makes you feel better about life. And
yeah, we're all going through it. That's for sure.
Yeah. Stay healthy and... tune in next time we're on. We'll post when we're going to be on the show. It might be Monday. Friday or Saturday.
We're not sure yet. Okay. Until then, take care, everybody. Bye-bye.